So death is not something that we are supposed to experience as a kingdom citizen in this day and age, as you are alive now. You shouldn't experience death. If we are talking about death, we are talking of both spiritual and even physical death, because Christ has taken away the zap of death or the sting of death. So the Bible says that he's used the word, "O death, where is your sting? And where is your victory?" Which means that the power of death has been swallowed up alive by God through Jesus Christ. So you and I, we don't have any reason to die except the time that we are supposed to go. But one thing that I've seen for sure is this, that the enemy consistently and continually seek for us to die or to ceases to exist, especially in our spiritual life, and then comes to our physical life. So for example, they want to terminate your life on earth here, and at the same time they want to terminate your spiritual potency. So if you look at it carefully, not long ago BBC did some documentary. I'm showing you how your spiritual potency can be destroyed. BBC recently went to Synagogue of All Nations, the environment, and found some few people that they knew that they were close to the man of God who established that church, Prophet T.B. Joshua. The man is dead and gone physically. He has ceased to be existence in this flesh. But the power of his legacy, which is still speaking for him, that people listen to his prayer online, which has been posted online, and still get healing as I'm speaking now, though he's dead and gone. And now they want to make sure that the power of that grace must be also be neutralized. And so they posted all kinds of crazy stuff that does not mirror the truth about who this man was. And it looked as if it was true. So Satan is not in the interest of making the children of God successful. Let me say it this way. It is not in the interest of Satan to make sure that, oh, Mama Janice is riding on the wings of powerful millionaire status. You understand? So that when you call her, she's quickly signing out £10 million check. Oh, why are you? Come on, go and buy a house and stay. Don't struggle to be paying rent and all that kind of stuff. You know, the enemy is not happy to see that happening. But that is the position that the Lord has placed her. So whatever he would do, the devil would do to make sure that that doesn't happen, he is doing it. Hallelujah. And this has created a sense of anger in me, you know, that the devil, his foolishness, if I can put it that straight, his foolishness is now giving room for us to begin to have all kinds of challenges. Amen. Please, if you don't mind, you can invite your friends and your family and tell them that the time of prayer is here. Yeah, we are praying seriously. Today I didn't post the thing. Unfortunately, I couldn't post the things that I needed to post. Amen. But I want you to know that it is not in the interest of the devil to see us prosper or flourish. It is never. It is never in his plans that any one of us to breathe the breath of life. It is never in his interest to see the church flourishing, that the things that you are doing, that you think that you are achieving or gaining grounds in the area that the Lord has called you, it is never in his interest. So anything that he does, he wants to make sure that he totally demolishes it to the point of zero. Amen. And that is what the devil wants to do. But tonight, I want us to go into prayer that any pit of death, hallelujah, we want to deal with death tonight specifically. Any pit of death dug for me, dug for you, that daily, I'm saying it's very, very serious stuff that we're going to be dealing with tonight. Hallelujah. That any spirit or any pit of death that has been dug for me to fall in there and die, or to be swallowed up in that digging, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that those that dig it, may they fall into their own pit, and may they die in there. May they die in there. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus, they are too far away.
Amen.
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 We are here.
Amen. You are here.
Yes, please.
Auntie Mercy, how are you?
For prayer.
We are here,
please. You know, I know that
you wake up quickly very soon. When they are knocking on your door and you have seen a couple of dreams of death twice in a row, and then all of a sudden you are now having to rush to the hospital, and you can see that you are going, say, hey, Osofu, let's pray, death is here. I shall not die. Hallelujah. But I want us to stand in advance and pray on some serious stuff and declare that anyone that is digging the pit of death, anyone that is digging any grave for me, anyone that is at any place seeking that Arandokro Tasimadose, anyone that is digging graves that I will find myself in there, anywhere that my life has been set up in such a way that I should perish, whether physically or spiritually, in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that think that they got more life, please, let's be serious about this. By the power of the Most High God, I declare that anyone that has taken an interest to dig a pit of death so that I will be swallowed up in there, may the Lord push them into their own pit and let them be covered in there, in the name of Jesus. Then over our lives, by the power of Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That he that digs a pit before his neighbor, fall into it. It is not my sayings. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know whether you know this thing, that it is not my saying that you should fall into it or you should die. But the word of the Lord says that he that digs a pit before his neighbor must fall into it. And this is a biblical principle, that he that knows death must taste of it. Hallelujah. It is a biblical principle that he that knows death must take a taste of the death. And now we are standing as sons and daughters of the King, declaring that wherever it is coming from,
Jesus,
anybody has determined that me, I shouldn't exist, or you, your family shouldn't exist, your children shouldn't exist, your sons and daughters shouldn't exist, even your business should not exist, your life shouldn't even amount to anything. And so they have dug a pit of death so that the death, that grave should swallow you up by the power of Jesus. We stand and declare that whomever is digging those pits, we declare that let them fall into their own pits in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them fall into their own pits, and may they be swallowed up by that in the name of Jesus Christ. He does not sleep until he has seen somebody fall. I don't want to fall for him to live. Hallelujah. The Bible says so. It says that suffer not the witch to live, or suffer not the wicked to live. It is not in the interest of God to see us struggling when the enemy is the one releasing or posing those challenges to us. And tonight, it is by the grace of God you and I are alive, because the mercy of God has found us. But there is somebody out there hiding under some strange coven, and they are digging the grave, and listen, they are mentioning the names of your children, so that none of them come to any fruition of their destiny. All that they want to do is to swallow their destiny alive. They swallow their life alive. They swallow their destiny, their content of good alive. The ministry that we carry, somebody wants to swallow it alive. Anything that is not of God, and whoever is digging that pit to swallow you alive today, in the name of Jesus Christ, over your life, that you will not die. You will not die. I say you will not die. You will not die. I'll say it again over your life, that you will not die. You will not die. Your children, they will not die. Your grandchildren will not die. In the name of Jesus Christ, your loved ones will not die. No grave. That is demanding your life. We'll find any means of expression. That is not anyone that is in the place for me to fall into it. I will not push them into their own graves. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice with me and declare. Speak up in the name of Jesus Christ, wherever you are. Everything that you are praying, please now, in the time for us to declare that I shall not die. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shall not die. I don't
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, In the name of Jesus, we shall not die. I declare that everyone on this platform shall not taste of death. In the name of Jesus Christ, any appointment of death that the enemy has set for you and your loved one today, I terminate that appointment. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall not die. We shall not die. We shall not die. We shall not die. We shall not die. I shall not die. Hey, come and say to yourself that I shall not die. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak that to your spirit, that your spirit will not die. Say that to your soul. Say to your soul that your soul will not die. Say to your physical body that your body, none of your members shall die. Your none of your body shall die. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not die. Every piece of death has been taken up. Follow you up. In the name of Jesus Christ, let everyone who followed up in it. Whoever did that pit, let them fall into their own pit. May they be swallowed up in there. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I've told you that this week, this week ahead of us is going to be a bit of a dangerous prayer. So please, if you are scared to be praying these prayers, I know why. When you tune in, just block your ears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if the enemy does not feel shy of who you are and they are messing about, don't feel shy to let them know where they belong. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 26 says that he that digs a pit will fall into it. That's what the Bible says. Proverbs 26:27 says that anyone that digs a pit shall fall into it. And he who rolls a stone, it will also be rolled back to him.
Amen.
Yeah. Whoever rolls a stone that they stand anywhere and they declare that
Jesus,
let us hit him, let us hit her with the knee problem, let us kill the husband, let us kill the wife, let us kill the children, let us put them in. The Bible says that he who digs a pit before his neighbor, the person the same shall fall into the same pit.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible has said also in Psalm 7, the Bible says in Psalm 7, that he has dug a pit and hollowed it out, which means that they have already done the thing. There are others who have already gone ahead and they have done the thing. And the Bible says that the people who did that, they will fall into the hole which they made. That's in the book of Psalm 7:15. Whoever that dig that pit to make sure that you fall into it today, in the name of Jesus Christ, may they not escape that pit. I say, may they not escape it, in the name of Jesus
Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You will understand what I'm talking about maybe in a few years, weeks to come. Yeah. You will understand what I'm talking about in the few weeks to come.
Yeah. Amen.
In a few weeks to come, to see how wicked others are, how dangerous the enemy is. Please do not be silent on this. Oh, hey, they dig pits. Did you know the Apostle Paul, a couple of people, about 40 people, signed an oath? They swore among themselves and pronounced curses upon themselves that they were not going to eat until they have seen the apostle killed. And it was a little young boy who was standing by, who heard about the decree of these 40 people or so, that they were planning to kill the apostle. And at that time, the apostle too was in trouble because they had summoned him to a place and they said he was changing people's mind and all those kind of stuff. And so they wanted him killed. They wanted Apostle Paul killed. And people swore. The next prayer point we want to pray is this, that any evil voice from the grave calling upon my name that I should die. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the fire of the Lord consume them. Let the fire of the Lord consume them. May the Lord silence the voice of the grave that is seeking for my death.
Amen.
Voice from the grave, from the grave. They are calling upon your name from the grave, and they are demanding that you should die. Others have got money. Oh, Jesus, Lord, I don't want to go there to this time. But I want to tell you something. That people have paid for your life already.
Jesus.
Yeah, they should call you and make sure you die. And they have done everything they can. It's not working. You have seen. See it in your dreams, my dear. See it
Thank
in
you,
your dreams.
Jesus.
The Lord is revealing to you. Sometimes you think, oh, it's just an accident that I saw in a dream. I pray against an accident. No, they want you out. They want you out quickly. And so they themselves can't do it. And they have paid people to do it for them. And others are staying in cemeteries and they are calling your name. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. That anyone that is calling your name from the grave, from the cemetery, from any environment, any obscure position, that is calling your name, that there should be death come to you and your children. Your household should not be any good. Anything good should not come to you. This must not come to you.
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus Christ, that any voice that is calling from the grave, standing in your life, is taken away from you. That let the fire of the Lord burn them. Let the fire of the Lord burn them. Let the fire of the Lord burn them. Wherever my name is mentioned, wherever the name of my wife is mentioned, wherever my children's names are mentioned, that they should die. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and decree that let the roof that comes to the roof of their mouth, may the fire of the Lord set upon them. May they burn now. May they burn now with the fire of the Lord. May the burn, may the fire consume them, consume every man that is mentioning my name, any man that is demanding me dead, anyone demanding that our children should perish, anyone demanding that our success must not come, anyone demanding that our sisters must perish, by the voice of the Lord, we declare and decree that let the mark of the enemy come to the roof of your mouth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice with my dear and cry out and say that Father, let every voice from the grave and let every voice from the pit of hell demanding them as you die. In the name of Jesus, to silence that voice, be that man, let that voice to be muted in the name of Jesus Christ, the ability to speak in the name of Jesus Christ, anyone rolling in their grave, anyone speaking in the hideout, anyone demanding that I should die, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that let their voices be muted, let their declarations be muted, let their words never be heard up, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and they both shout out, and
any
voice from anywhere demanding for my life, demanding the life of my wife, demanding the life of my children, in the mighty name of Jesus, let us be denied them, let us be denied them, let us be denied them. Anyone demanding for the life of this family and this assembly, Emmanuel Christian Assembly, and any member that is connected with us, any voice of death that is demanding a life in the name of Jesus Christ, ashes of us. We speak against them. We declare the day that their demand shall be denied. Let it 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 be denied. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shadow by us. Shadow by us. Shadow by us.
For a long time,
to destroy the evil one.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I understood a little bit about, you know, those things when you sleep and something comes to overshadow you, and a person can press you to a point where we want to shout Jesus, you can't shout.
Oh.
How many of you have experienced that before in a dream? You see that
someone suffocates you and
they want to kill you. And for sure, I knew that it's a demonic spirit. It's an evil spirit. It's a spirit called Incubus that comes to overshadow man. That's the name of that spirit, Incubus. And they overshadow until the point that you don't have the discernment. And it was only this afternoon that I understood by one of my powerful men of God who explained it. I was watching his stuff and he explained it. So it is the work of the devil that wants to separate your spirit from your physical body. So when your spirit is separated from your body, the soul has got nothing. So they drive your soul out of your body and you are dead. And they say, oh, or die, no, one sorio, you need the car, no, maybe a heart attack. It's not. It's not. They have literally driven your soul, your spirit away from your soul, and so there is no chance, and they've summoned, they've taken your soul out, so the body is lifeless. Yeah. And therefore I pray that anyone that is standing waiting till you sleep and then they begin to attack you, they have specific time, 3 a.m. That is the time that sleep has really captured you. 12, maybe you are still awake, but from 3 o'clock, by all means, your eyes are heavy. You are sleeping. Even Paul was sleeping. John and the rest, they were sleeping anyway. But when they were standing with Jesus Christ, I just said it not long ago. Yeah, so please, it is important to realize some of the time zones of demonic agendas and the activities. Anyone that is waiting for you to sleep, and in the moment of your vulnerability, that is the time that they strike. That when you are sleeping, that's the time they feed you to weaken you. That's the time that they come and sleep with you to weaken you. That's the time that they put you to the place where you're going to toilet. Or do you come, you see yourself having an accident, or you see yourself helpless, being chased by all kinds of demons. You are not working in Makalayan, those who could kill cows. And yet, every night, cows are chasing you. For what reason? Some people, or even chicken, can chase them in their dream. Or because somebody has invoked, by reason of demonic activities, that they should make sure that you don't survive. Today, I stand with you in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I declare that anyone that is standing by the time zones of life, using the time zones of life, in the moment of your sleep, in the moment of your vulnerability, demanding that you should perish. In the name of Jesus Christ today, may they be denied of that opportunity. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone using the time zones of life to use it to conjure wickedness against you. Father, let them never prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. We force them to oh Jesus, Masan de Krata. We force them in the name of Jesus Christ to cease to exist in the name of Jesus. I command that let them cease to exist. Anyone using the time zones for them to use the time zones to demand, to conjure. Some of them use the sun. They stand in the sun. Let me tell you something. The Bible said that Joshua stood in the middle of the in the road and demanded, that says, the sun to stand still and the moon stop until the nations took vengeance on their enemies. Now the same thing is working in our generation. The devil has turned the whole thing upside down. So they are using the sun, they are using the moon, they are using tenders. How many of you have seen that? They said, I have seen people, somebody who died in our village because tender struck the person. So the tender didn't find anywhere to strike, but the brother who was going somewhere. Why? Because somebody has diverted that something should strike someone with tender. Anyone that has used the elements of life and the time zone, the time zone, mention that in particular, yes, that those who are using time zones to demand my spirit to be taken away from me, to demand my life to be taken away from me, may the Lord also make them never exist in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your voice. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice. That anyone using the time zone, that you should perish.
In the name of Jesus, we call upon no other name but the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want us to pray that any gathering, any satanic gathering for my sake, let the fire of the Lord fall in their gathering and let them
be. Amen.
Yeah, any satanic gathering for my sake and for the sake of my children, for the sake of your grandchildren, for the sake of your life, yes, for the sake of your spouse, any satanic gathering for your sake, because sometimes when they try you alone for a long time, they can't succeed. They go out there to summon a lot of demons to come and to fight at the same time. A Satanist was confessing this, that they wanted to flop a Christian sister, a young girl, but she was so powerful. And this guy did everything. He kills people. And everybody knew that he was killing. He was, I think, Zimbabwe or something like that. And he killed people just like that. If you have argument with him, say tomorrow you will die, you will not see the next day, the son of the next. It will not happen. You are dead. And he had an argument with this Christian girl in the school. And the brother said to the girl that, listen, you will die. And the sister looked at him and laughed. Say, you don't know what you're dealing with. Because she knew who she was. Hallelujah. And then the following day, the sister was still alive. The brother met him and said, hey, you are not dead. You know what? The brother himself says that I summoned 600 demons instantly to come for them to strike her, strike the girl instantly to die on campus in front of everybody. And the girl was praying in her mind, you know, looking at her, at the guy praying in her mind. And the guy said he did everything. And all of a sudden, the girl was smiling and laughing. That every arrow he shoots, it comes back to him. It comes back to him. And now the 600 demons that he had gathered instantly to kill the girl, instantly the light on the girl shone through her so strong that all the demons just evaporated like that. And the brother was left naked. Like to him, he said he felt he was naked in front of the girl, and the girl was looking at him with so much pity and mentioned his name. I don't want to mention the name, but mention his name. So my brother, why do you hate the work of God so much? Why have you sold yourself to such evil? And the brother broke down. He said he was trying to summon the demons and nobody wants to come. They have all gone, including the ones that was in him. They've all left him. So he was literally naked. He said, listen, come. Jesus still loves you. And embrace him. That was the change of this guy. And he was confessing. He was sharing the testimony. A Zimbabwean brother. And I want to pray with you that any satanic gathering, they have tried.
Jesus. So
now, they have gathered in multitude and more. But don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Any gathering for your sake.
Amen.
Any gathering for our sake.
Jesus.
From any perspective. Whether in the signals of the nations, whether in the place where they have whistled to the ends of the earth to come quickly and speedily, and they come.
Jesus.
I declare, Isaiah says it, Isaiah chapter 5 verse 6, says that he will raise a signal for nations far away and whistles for them from the ends of the earth. And behold, quickly, speedily, they come. And this system has become one of demonic activities that the enemy uses to summon demons. Or to employ satanic helps to come into their aid to incur justice or wickedness against his people, today any such gathering in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, we pray. Of God, scatter them. Let the fire. Let the light of God scatter them.
In
the
Jesus,
gathering for our children, in the gathering Jesus. For our loved ones, in the mighty Amen. Name of Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
Son of the Living God, may the fire of the Lord scatter them. May
Amen.
The fire of the Lord scatter them.
Amen.
That wherever anyone has gone for more power, more energy, more
faith.
For our sake, for my sake, for the sake of my mother, for the sake of my sisters, for the sake of my
family,
in the name of Jesus, that let your gathering be
of
let your gathering catch fire, let your gathering catch fire, let your gathering catch fire, let it be scattered, in the name of Jesus, let it be scattered, in the name of Jesus, let it be scattered, in the mighty name of Jesus, Kratomosanda. In the mighty name of Jesus, scatter. 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 By fire, scatter. By arrows, scatter. By fire, scatter. By the arrow of God,
scatter.
By fire, scatter. By the arrow of God, scatter. By fire, scatter. By the arrow of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shambhava, torobla, sobra. In the demonic gathering, for my sake, for the sake of this ministry, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the sake of these members, for the sake of the loved ones of my members, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the arrow of God find you and scatter you. Let the arrow of God find you and scatter you. Let the arrow of God find you and scatter you. In the name of Jesus Christ, any demonic replacement by the fire of the Lord. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, let the hand of God deal with them. Any replacement, let the arrow of God find them and bring them down. Anyone that is replaced that has been lost, let the arrow of God find them and bear and destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, destroy them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say, Mama, I'm Telebro Sava, I'm Sando Omo, Busha, the Grand Omo, I'm Telebo Savoa, I'm Teleba Kadia Brava, I'm Tara Bravo, I'm Zodio Lobo Sabra, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus.
You know,
God is with us.
Lazarus coming to life was a matter of God summoning him through Jesus Christ to come back to your body. Though the body was rotting or getting rotten, according to the sister Martha, still, because of the summons of Jesus Christ, he had to come back. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the Bible, with this principle, the enemy also do the same thing. They summon the souls of evil. Do you remember Saul, the apostle, Samuel, had to go and seek for the soul of Samuel? when someone, the prophet was dead, and they went and went to a soothsayer to seek for where the man was dead, to ask whether there will be a salvation of something or some war or something. And then the witch of Endor, that's the witch of Endor, that witch began to tell him who, what will happen and everything. Yes, there's demonic, we call it demonic consultation. Demonic consultations. I don't know how many of you haven't done that before, that you have never gone out there to seek for demonic consultations. Yes, you say, me call for consultation to see, because check me in somewhere, because all those interesting stuff. I'm going to check my star, my destiny, and all that. And you know, young ones are doing that without our notice. Oh, I'm telling you, mothers. Yeah, you call them to attention, you will see what they will tell you. Yeah, they are going out there because there are some evil friends have introduced them to all kinds of demonic activities. And these foul spirits, I don't know whether you are, I was walking in Lewisham, some part of London, somewhere in Lewisham. And then I'm in the shopping center, I saw this Indian guy, a girl, asking me to take a tarot card reader to come and read my palm and all that. I said, no, I don't need it and all that. And I was a little bit rude to a person. I said, I have a better one, you know, and I was a bit spiteful to the person. And then the person will come, I will tell you your destiny and everything. I said, I don't need to know because I know. But at that time, I was under demonic oppression and I didn't have a clue. And I was still bluffing and all that. And I was gangaria. I'm a head of intercessors and I was going about and still under stress. Demonic spirit. Now, the thing that the brother gave me, I saw it with my eyes, but I didn't take it. So when I came home in Tottenham, when I came home, it was lying in front of my door that evening. It was, the paper was lying in front of me, and I got shocked. I screamed. And I picked up the thing, went into the bin, put it in the bin downstairs, like the big bin for the communal bin. Not my bin in the house. No, I didn't enter into my... When I came back, it was in my room. I'm telling of things that I've seen myself. These people, they are wicked. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. The thing was in my room. And that was where it got me. And I was shaking. I was literally like shaking like that. And I began to pray. Come and see me praying. Screaming and shouting, binding demons and binding whatever and everything. For almost 1 week continuous, I was having dreams upon dreams about my immigration status, because that was one of the things that the girl said about my immigration. Come, let me tell you about your immigration, this thing, and I'll read about your destiny. I said, listen, I don't have all this. And I started talking all kinds of stuff to the person. Listen, I want to stand with you in the name of Jesus Christ, that every demand that is being spoken of from any pit of hell and forces of darkness that is seeking that by grace, by their grace, you cannot see things working for you unless you come to them. Anyone demanding that you have to come to them before you survive, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that from today you are exempted. May the Lord himself,
amen,
above them, take Jesus. You above them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Some of them use something called the garment of death or the garment of shame. The Bible speaks about that. He said that he used in the place of a garment of shame, I'll give you what? Joy. You know, in the garments of sorrow and all that. How many of you know that kind of scripture? Yeah. The enemy has also got their garment of shame or their garment of death. And what they seek for is to cover you with that. And they use all the elements of this life to speak up together. And then they cover your soul with that garment of shame. Tonight, I stand with you in the name of Jesus Christ. That any garment that is covering you, that is not of God, that is limiting your ability, that is restricting your destiny, that is covering you from any kind of favor, any opportunity of grace and love that you need to obtain for yourself, I stand by reason of the hand of God in the name of Jesus Christ. That garment, let it catch fire. Let that garment,
Jesus, catch fire.
Let that garment catch fire. Let that garment catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When Moses spent time with the Father on the mountain for 40 days and came down, the Bible says that his countenance was shining, but he didn't know. He didn't know that he was on fire for God. The radiance of the presence had rubbed on him so strong that the people couldn't see his face to face like that. So what the Bible says, that he had to cover his face with a garment. And that is the principle that the enemy has also employed to fight against the people of God. So they cover you with a particular garment. Me, I saw the same thing in a dream by somebody that I loved, that I used to call her mom. I used to call the person mother, not knowing that the person was the reason for my trouble. So those times of prayer, of inquiries and all that, and one of the days I saw it, the Lord revealed to me. You know, you see the one that you rub your feet in, the rag that you rub your feet in when you're coming from outside into your house.
Yes.
It was I saw this in a dream, or I don't know whether it's a vision or a dream, but let me stand on the safer side. Let's see a dream, okay? In a dream, it was like I had entered into a flat. I was going to enter in there. And then the person was saying some stuff. That, Mark, I want to say something to you. And I said, yes, mommy, say it. He said, no, wait, come closer. And I said, oh, mommy, say it. But I didn't like it because she was half naked, you know. So I didn't want to approach too close to see more. So I said, oh, mommy, it's all right. You say it. I turned my head. The next thing I turned around, because she was close now this time around, she was standing behind me. Said, turn around and let me show you something. I was turning around to behold the rag that they put their feet on and rub their feet at the entrance in the flat. That was the rag the person used it to clothe me, to cover my head. And I had to rush it off, and the dust of it fell on my face, my whole body, and I felt so uncomfortable, and I was struggling. I'm talking of a dream that I had a couple of years ago, and this was one of my fight. Nobody respected me, no disregard, and yet when they were in trouble, I'll be the first they will run to. But when it comes to the place of respect and common honor with the grace of God on my life, it was just... to a point where somebody would say that he's a village boy, so don't mind him. And this came from somebody that I revered with all the reverence I can give, and the person would not even offer one sense of respect and value for me because of some of these things that happened in my dream. And I began to pray. I said, Lord, where is this thing coming from? I pray for you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
That any garment of shame, any garment of shame,
Jesus.
Any garment of disgrace, any garment Jesus. Of embarrassment, Jesus. Any garment of disfavor,
Jesus.
Any demonic garment that has been used to cover any of us, to cover our blessings, to cover our
breakthroughs,
to cover our life. I stand with you in the name of Jesus. That Jesus. Let that garment catch fire. Let that
Amen.
Garment catch fire.
Amen.
Let that garment catch fire.
Amen.
Let that garment catch fire.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Let it catch fire.
Jesus. Amen.
Every garment of shame, I declare over your life and over our life, over this assembly, over the works of our hands, over our children, that every disgrace and embarrassment, every disfavor, your husband don't even want to give you the common, that's iota of respect. That's one small iota of respect. And they see you as a trash. They see you as a sex toy. That's all that they see you. So when he is hungry, he wants sex. That's the time he just come and have it and go. What's all this? Because there's some kind of garment covering somewhere, some shame covering somewhere, and the devil is using that as a weapon against the people of God. And tonight I pray with you by the message of God that
Jesus.
The garment catches fire. in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Wash you clean with his blood. May the Lord Jesus Christ wash you clean with his blood. May he wash us clean.
Jesus.
Wash everything concerning our life with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, wash us clean, oh God, from every demonic debris, from every shame that has covered us over the years. And in the name of Jesus Christ, anyone that gets close to you is, oh, I don't want you. The lady wants to marry you. She has been praying for a husband, and you have approached. You want to be married. You want to marry her. And she said, oh, I'm sorry. Let's be friends. Yes, because the garment of shame is covering. They see the shame. They don't see you. They don't see you. They see the other side of you that the enemy has created for them. It's a shame. It's a garment that is covering you tonight. Let it catch fire. And I declare that every demonic robbings on you, let it be washed away with the blood of Jesus Christ. Let it be washed away with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare that let it be washed away.
Amen. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Family, I've taken too much of your time. But please, on Friday, come early. We have a lot to pray, you know, about 15 points to pray, but we have only done 4. I pray that God will help us finish it on Friday, because there's so much to pray this season. There's a lot of things going on. Demonic dreams, interceptors, and all kinds of stuff. Let's come, let's pray. Those who interferes in our dream life and every good thing. No, you can see the good in a dream, but it never materializes physically. And it's only stored in the dream. It's only a dream. And then you see some weird stuff in the dreams, and then those ones are happening physical. You ask yourself, what is wrong with this? What is wrong with me? Yeah. That the evil that you don't want is what is coming. And the good you want does not come. And yet you see it happening in dreams and visions. My brothers and sisters, my mothers and fathers, I'm begging you by the message of God, let us not be lazy in prayer. Hallelujah. Spend time and declare that, Father, you are my God. And therefore, let not the enemy rejoice over me. Let him not have a field day because of me, be able to stand anywhere to brag. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, every deception that has been set upon me, anyone that is prowling around like a roaring lion, trying to devour my life, to waste my life, that's one thing. They just want to waste your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we curse them. I want to pray one last prayer for you in the name of Jesus Christ. That anyone that is making your life slow, any spirit of sluggishness and delays, slowness for you to be slow in your life, I stand with you in the name of Jesus Christ, that whatever is making you slow, in Jesus mighty name, let it catch fire and let the spirit of God rest upon your life from today, and begin to run and never rest and be able to overcome in the name of Jesus Christ and never get tired.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this is one of our prayers for you. People of God, there's so much going on with prayer, and I want you to be praying. Hallelujah. If you can pray, put some worship on and see and fellowship with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. It will weaken the strength of the enemy, and then they will lose the grounds of being able to continue in your life. You will not die. I'll say it again.
Amen.
You will not die.
Amen.
You will not die. You will live and declare the works of the Lord. You are living from today. We resist the devil in the name of Jesus Christ, that spirit of death. Those who are grave diggers, everyone that is digging a grave for you to fall into it, those who are calling your name from the cemetery so that you die before your time, those who are demanding that they will gather against you, anyone that is using demonic covering to work against you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak against their workings and we declare their lives and their gatherings to catch fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then let the arrows of heaven find them, and let the arrows of God find them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
I was praying yesterday or now 2 days ago, and all of a sudden, I was praying and I fell through it and I slept. And then I saw in a dream, like so many people chasing to kill me. A few days ago, about 2 days ago, yesterday, or I've forgotten which day, but not long ago, in the afternoon, just a small minute prayer, asleep. And then they had shot arrows. So the arrows in the, my prayer, I was reversing weapons and arrows and demonic activity. And then I saw it in the dream. Then the arrows they shot, I saw it by firing, like it was going. It was plenty arrows. It was going. And then they were in the groups of young men, energetic men who could run stronger, faster. And we're running from a particular place, like my area here, to one of the shops here, close. No, some superstore is close by, Tesco's, well, is close by. And we're running from the shops towards me. And I was trying to escape, trying to find a way to escape that situation and all that. And then their leader, the arrow they shot, which I reversed, now was chasing him and struck him, and a couple of them died.
Amen.
You are saying amen.
Yeah.
Now, I managed to get home, and I saw them around here in this area, and I was asking them, what happened to all of you? So where is your leader? And they said, he is dead, but we have got a replacement. Yeah. I said, So I woke up from sleep, and I said to myself, oh, you see, oh, so their leader has been struck dead by the arrows they shot, but now they have got a replacement. Oh, let that replacement also die.
Amen.
So I began to cry out. I said, Father, let them not survive. Let the replacement not survive. In the name of Jesus, anyone that took their place, in the name of Jesus Christ, let them die. Let the arrow also find them. Please don't be silent, too. Don't be quiet. I'm telling you, things are happening. Your prayer is making a great headway. Yes. Yes. Your prayers are very powerful. They are very potent. They are bringing down the workings of the enemy. That is why victory is speaking for you today. Hallelujah. So please don't be lazy. Keeping quiet. Because if you keep quiet, they will not. If we keep quiet, they will not keep quiet. Yeah. So it's a choice. Either to speak or to be quiet. But I can for sure tell you that they will not be quiet. They will not be quiet. So tonight, may the Lord and his blood cover us. May the power of the Holy Spirit surround us. May the presence of the Holy Spirit keep us away from all kinds of demonic and harm's way. All visitations that is not of God, let it all be destroyed and be denied. And we declare in the name of Jesus Christ that let our loved ones and ourselves be secured with the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
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 Thank you so much for coming to pray for yourself and for your family. Hallelujah. It shall work well for you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. The next time we will pray, we'll be dealing with a death warrant. That some of the people, they give them death warrant. I never understood a dream that I had about 2 weeks ago until the Lord gave me this prayer topic this afternoon. That there are those who have carried death warrant. Or sometimes you see the Interpol, they give the information to others and to be able to go and arrest somebody and all that. Yes, in the spiritual system, they have the same thing. Yeah, so they can send you your image and the digital code of your life. They send it to some forces of darkness out there in Lebanon, or some forces of darkness out there in America or in UK. And then the person is sitting in Ghana, and they can access you. They can see your movement and everything. And then from there, they can use it to strike. We'll deal with that on Friday by God's grace. That anyone that has gotten a warrant. You know, Uriah had a warrant for his own death. Yes. Yes. He had a warrant for his own death. Some of them say, we have a warrant. I had a dream that somebody was looking for me. And I said, this person, I don't want to see you. Because I know that your parents were part of my trouble. And I was speaking against the person and all that. And now the Lord has taken your father away. You are coming to do what? Get out of my life and everything. By the time I realized, he had changed his clothing and he has turned into a police officer seeking to arrest me in a dream. And I said, how dare you? People of God, there are people with that. There is a spirit that goes around doing that. And they create all those kind of stuff. I've seen people telling me personally, others, somebody's her foot, one lady that I used to work with, they summoned her in the spirit to come and pay a debt for the family. I used to work with her. She's in the Church of Pentecost. And she saw this dream several times, and she'll come and tell me, "This is what I saw," and all that. I said, "Let's pray." And I'll pray with her. This time around, her foot got stuck in a nail in between her feet. You know why? Well, she had it in a dream. And they had summoned her that if she is not coming to pay that, because I prayed with her, so she wasn't going to pay it. So now they want to hurt her so that she loses her job. Do you know that she got her foot stuck in the nail? The dream came to life. And she saw herself summoned in the front of people and all that, and they were arguing, and were all. She told me, she said she saw it in a dream. And I said, "You think it's a dream?" Hallelujah. It's a demonic warrant. So we dealt with that by God's grace. Now they started calling her from Ghana and demanded her. Why is it that nowadays we call you, don't pick? She asked them, "When did you call me? We didn't pick." For sure, she said, "I have not received a call from them, but they called me." And so she had to give it to them physically. She was one of those people. So she began to deal with them, insulted them, and told them, "Never call me again. Don't call my phone again." And I said, "Please, this is a spiritual matter. You don't do that. Go on your knees. Let's deal with it. Over there. Amen. So, people of God, let's deal with every demonic warrant, whether it's a death warrant. Sometimes they said we want him dead all our life. Yes. Or we want him naked. Or we want him without any wife or not without a husband. We don't want him with any business. We want to make sure that she comes empty. Yes, yes. It's one of those demonic warrants that they place on you people. People of God, please, you stay on, okay? Don't worry. For the next few weeks, let's deal with some strategic stuff in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. May the Lord cover you,
amen.
Your whole family.
Bless you
amen. Well.
You're
going out and you're coming in. May he protect you everywhere. In the name of Jesus Christ, let no stray bullet find your dwelling place. Let there be no diversion of demonic arrow towards you or your loved ones.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, while the sheath arrow, let it backfire. Whilst they demand and determine that you should get yourself hurt, let it backfire. Whatever it is that they seek for you, may the Lord deal with that for you in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be protected continually.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes. There's Amen. Somebody on the platform. Yeah. Listen, you have visited some place before. And that place keeps coming back to you. It's like there is a drive to take you back to that place again. Please, if you go there, the next thing that we will know is that I'll be called to come and officiate a funeral. Or I'll be told that there's a funeral. But I refuse to. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So please keep yourself safe, away from anywhere. There is no power anywhere in this life that is more potent than the power of our God.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
No power anywhere. There is no power anywhere.
Amen.
Everything that they will see and tell you, or show and tell you, or find and tell you, God has already told you anyway, so don't worry yourself. Please don't go there.
Amen.
If you do that, you've gone and sold your soul, and the next thing is that we may have to do funeral stuff. And I don't have the time for that. Hallelujah. I have a time to bless, not a time to bury people. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. None shall die. None shall perish before our time.
Amen.
Jesus precious.
Amen.
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 God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. And bless you too, Reverend.